so friendly. He had driven me so many times. I couldn't remember his name, and I probably should have remembered him. So I wrote something on my hand for you to see, to help me, help me. Then I poked you and I showed you my hand. I'd drawn an arrow and underneath it said, introduce yourself, introduce yourself, introduce yourself. Down the Danforth on Christmas Eve, 'cause there is something I just believe, and I believe it permanently. I thought of it so many times that maybe I walked up to the front door of the Black Pearl Tattoo Parlor, and I to put this on my hand forever for you to see how you have helped me. So when I see you, I'll show you my hand. You'll always see the arrow and underneath it sand. Introduce yourself, introduce yourself, introduce yourself. Thank you for your help.
And good evening. That was something from the late Gord Downie, his final album, Introduce Yourself. You heard the title track of the album. And you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we're going to be with you on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And we've got a pretty wide variety of music coming up for the next hour or so. If you want to call in, call 604-822-2487. And once again, don't forget to check out our website, CITR.ca. Check out podcasts, playlists, and stuff like that. So yeah, great to hear the final album from Gord Downie. I think it just recently came into the station a few weeks ago, so you may have been hearing it on a few other shows. So up next, you can hear something from an artist that's going to be playing in town tomorrow night along with a couple other artists, and they're going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see what I got queued up. I got something from Art Deco, and Art Deco is going to be playing tomorrow at the... Actually, I should probably get this... I should have got this information for you beforehand. I was a little bit flustered coming into the station. But I know he's playing a show tomorrow night. But you can hear something from a brand new Art Deco. Well, not brand new. It actually came out last year. But you can hear... something off the album called Day Fevers, a track called Rita Mitsuko. And then after that, you can hear something from a new CD into the station, something from a group called Negative Space. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Art Deco, and I'll get you some information about the show that's coming up tomorrow night. And then we'll see what we get to after that, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Art Deco.
Loud to hear the voice inside my head. you're about to get.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, T-Bone, and sorry about that. I'm still getting used to the new CD players. That was something from Negative Space, a new album was sent to us called Bridal Party. You heard the track called Fruitless. And actually, no, you heard a track called Makes Me Wanna, sorry. And prior to that, you heard something from Art Deco, a track off his 2016 album, something called Day Fevers. You heard the track called Rito Mitsuko. And I found out some more info about the show. I knew I had it in my head before I came into the studio, and then I just forgot it as soon as I got the music ready. He's playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore Cabaret along with Youngblood and Maya Manzer. And that's I do believe that's a CITR sponsored show, but once again, Art Deco is playing tomorrow night at Biltmore Cabaret on 395 Kingsway. So definitely check out that show. It should be really, really great. And so we'll keep going with some more music, and you can hear something from the new compilation from our sister station at University of Calgary, and that's CJSW. They have a new compilation out called Draft, which is a three-disc CD, and is compiled by their music director. as well as other people at the station, I'm guessing. They put out some really, really great compilations, and I do believe this is in part with their recent fun drive. And you can check them all out at cjsw.bandcamp.com, but you're going to hear a track from the first album, something from Crystal Eyes, and Crystal Eyes is a Calgary band. They're doing a track called High Moon. After the CJSW compilation, you can hear something from a record label called Agu Records. They always put out some pretty interesting stuff, pretty wide variety of stuff ranging from experimental to garage and everything in between. But you can hear one of their latest releases, and it's something from a group called Cup. The album is called Hiccup, and you can hear a track off of that, something called Foggy Mind. And once again, that's Cup from the Agu record label. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from the CJSW compilation. This track is from Crystal Eyes.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and apologies for the continuous play. I'm still trying to figure out these CD players. Eventually, I will get them figured out. That was something from Agu Records, a new track off an album called Hiccup from an artist named Cup, which is the work of a guy named Tim Wojcik, making some pretty great stuff. Definitely check out the Agu record label. It's a pretty interesting label. They have a pretty wide variety of experimental, garage and noisy stuff and all kinds of stuff in between. They are also the record label that put out the Connecticut album. Before that, you heard something from Crystallize, a track from the CGSW Draft compilation that was just released. You heard the track called High Moon. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm super excited to announce that there is a new Bjork album, and you're going to be hearing a track off of it. The new Utopia album was just released today, and I think it's, I'm not sure how long it's been since her last album. I think last one came out in 2015. But this new album features the production work of Arca, who's been on her past couple releases. You're going to hear a track off of the album, and you're going to hear a track called Loss, is what I had picked out. Loss, but it has three S's for some reason. Really, really great track. And you can hear something after that, something from a really early release that Bjork had put out. You may also be familiar with some of the work that she's done in the Sugar Cubes, but prior to that, she even had another project called KUKL. It existed from 1983 to 86, and I think she put out about two albums, and I remember picking this album up. It's called The Eye, and I remember seeing it in a record land in Calgary, and the reason why I grabbed it was it had the kind of stark black and white album covers that are that appear on all the Crass record label. So I assumed it was some kind of a punk project, something that was in the veins of Crass Records. And if you're familiar, Crass Records is the work of Crass and their anarcho anti-capitalist punk music that they've put out since the early 80s, and they put out some really, really great stuff on that label. So anyways, I picked it up because of that, and then when I got home, this was like before smartphones, so I couldn't really Google it while I was there. So anyways, I picked it up, gave it a chance, and then we got home and started doing some research on it. Found out it was one of Bjork's first projects. So you're going to hear a track called Something from the Eye that came out in 1984. You're going to hear a track off of it. Something called Dismembered is the track. Or no, the track that I had picked up is called The Spire. And once again, that's on the KUK album from 1984. But first, right here on CHR 101.9 FM, brand new stuff from Bjork. This track is called Loss off the new album called Utopia. Absence.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and you just heard something from the early catalog of Bjork, one of her early projects called KUKL. You heard a track off the 1984 album called The Eye, and you heard the track called The Spire, and that was put out on the Crass record label. Prior to that, you heard brand new stuff from Bjork, a track called Loss with three S's, and stuff the brand new Utopia album, the amazing new Utopia album. that just came out today, and I've been listening to it quite a bit, as much as I can in one day, and I'll be probably playing it again in the next few weeks, and we'll see if it makes my top 10 albums at the end of the year, which is coming up pretty close. It's almost the end of November. Wow, it's already end of November. Anyways, up next on Canada Post Rock, you're going to hear something from an artist that's coming through town tomorrow night, and that's the Scottish post-rock legends Mogwai. They're playing tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom, and they are playing along with a couple artists. I think it's just one artist, actually. Xander Harris is opening up. And I do believe the show is sold out, unfortunately, so if you were able to pick up tickets. I think the last time they played at the Vogue Theater, which was a really, really great show. I'm not sure why it's at the Commodore, which probably explains why it's sold out. Anyways, their latest album is something called Every Country's Son, and you're going to hear a track off of it. Something called 20 Size is the track that I had queued up. And this is put out on the Temporary Residence record label, a really fitting label as they put out a really great lineup of post-rock on that record label. Previously, they have put out stuff on Matador as well as Sub Pop. So after Mogwai, you can hear another long-time post-rock label, and that's Constellation Records. One of their latest releases is something from a artist named Esmerine, which is the, I think it's a trio, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, it's mainly, or one of the main artists is Rebecca Foon, a cellist who is also in the Silver Mount Zion. But they just put out their latest release and sent us a copy. It's called Mechanics of Dominion, and from that album you can hear a track off of it. Well, it's in French, but it's called I think it's called Que Se Vayan Todos. And this one actually features Sophie Trudeau of Silvermount Zion on violin on this track, as well as James Hakan Digital, who I'm not sure who that is, and I probably just completely butchered his name, but he's probably one of the sprawling collective of artists that appear on the Constellation record label. So once again, you can hear some new stuff from Esmerine, but first right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Mogwai. This track is called 20 Size. We'll be right back.
name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmos collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from a Esmerine, artist out on Constellation Records. You heard a track off their new album called Mechanics of Dominion, and it's a French title track. And Esmerine is led by cellist Rebecca Foon, who also does vocals. And you also heard some violin by Sophie Trudeau on that track. Prior to that, you heard some new stuff from Mogwai, something off the new album called Every Country's Son. You hear the track called 20 Size, and they're playing tomorrow night here in Vancouver. So up next, you're going to hear some loud and experimental music. I haven't played as much. I've been going over my playlist lately. I haven't been playing a ton of loud music lately, so maybe I'll try to pick up on that in the next coming shows. But what you're going to hear next is a collaboration between two kind of strange experimental metal artists, the first of which is The Body, as well as Full of Hell. They have a collaboration album called Ascending a Mountain of Heavy Light, and it's put out on Thrill Jockey Records. And they did a tour together recently, and I think they played, I'm not sure if they played in Vancouver, but I know Full of Hell recently played here along with Artificial Brain. Fortunately, I missed that show, but anyways, you can hear a track off of the collaboration album. You'll hear a track called The King Laid Bare. And then after that, you can hear something from a new release from a new release on Profound Lore Records. Really great record label that's Canadian based, but they put out a lot of experimental metal music from around the world. You're going to hear a track off an artist called Necro Death Mart. Their new album is called Overland, and you'll hear a track off of it. Something called Cathedrals, I think, what I have queued up. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from The Body and Full of Hell. This track is called The King Laid Bare.
We'll be right back.
and you're hearing brand new stuff from The Body and Full of Hell, a track taken from the Ascending Mountain of Heavy Light. You heard the track called The King Laid Bare. So I mentioned I was going to play a different track, but I decided to change my mind and play something different from the Profound Lore record label. They have a new album, they have a new upcoming release from Portal, a album called Ion. They're an Australian death metal group, and their new album is going to be coming out in early January. So you can hear an early track that they have put up, a track called Freaks. And once again, that's out on the Profound record label, Profound Lore record label. Check them out at profoundlorerecords.bandcamp.com. So stay tuned on CITR for more great programming coming up with The Medicine Show at 11. And head to CITR.ca to check out podcasts and playlists and see anything that you may have missed that I said. So anyways, keep it locked on CITR for more great programming right here on CITR. This is something from Portal. This track is called Freaks. We'll be right back.
Hello, we are UBC Dance Club, one of the largest and oldest clubs on campus.
We offer classes taught by professionals